Okay, we're back again with Alex Vandenberg, and we're excited to be sharing this next podcast with you. Today we're going to be diving into a little bit of a different topic related to what the scripture has to say about addressing the issue of addictions. And so, Alex, thank you for coming back and being a part of what we're going to be doing today.
Well, love to be here and love to illuminate this particular topic since I've been quite involved with it at the church and love to talk about it.
Well, great. Well, there are a couple of things. Now, obviously, this is a huge topic. I mean, we're not going to be able to nail this thing in a few minutes, but there's some things that I think are important factors in helping people to understand that there's hope. That's, you know, when people come into our office, they want to hear the language of hope. And so, Alex, as I've been processing and you and I have been talking about this and you've developed some thoughts as well, what are some of the things that that we need to help communicate in helping people to understand what they're going through? What are some of the things that you think are important to communicate in that?
Okay, well, we talked about in previous sessions how we can discern if a person has wrong thinking or making wrong decisions or are led by their emotions. And, of course, all these things play into when you're dealing with addictions. However, we first need to realize that addictions for some people are real bodily problems. Mm-hmm. So they have a predisposition or a weakness or an allergy, whatever you want to call this, to where one person can handle alcohol and others cannot. This is a real phenomenon. It's not their fault. Mm-hmm. It just is their weakness, their issue to deal with, just like some people might be nervous, some people might have to deal with another weakness, but they are dealing with something that really has a strong grip on them.
Yeah. So addictions are real.
Yes.
I mean, they're and helping people to discover that what you're going through is real. So where do you go from there? I mean, once a person identifies, man, I'm going through something, this is real. Where do you go from there?
Let me first state that I've never seen anybody walk out of an addiction alone.
Good.
And so what that requires is that you have somebody helping you with your thinking, with your choices, and say, man, this is not going anywhere. You need some help. And of course, we're trying to provide that at the church by people who've been there and know how to walk out of there and know how to empathize with that without judgment, without giving easy answers to complicated problems.
Yeah. Wow. And so, you know, specifically, how do we do that here at Church of the King?
At Church of the King, we have support groups, both for men and women, mm-hmm. and we also have something for families. So addictions are not a person's sole problem. It affects the whole family, and everybody is affected.
Right.
And so we need to care for the whole family.
Good.
And as the person gets well, the family needs to get well.
Excellent. Like, what are, like, some specific examples of support groups? Like, what types of things are we dealing with here?
Right now at the church, we have a mental health group, and I mention that because a lot of people use drugs or alcohol mm-hmm. in order to deal with the nasty feelings they have, which are rooted in mental problems, depression, those type of things. Mm-hmm. So it's helpful to have a dual diagnosis, if you will. No, you're drinking because there's something else going on in your body that needs taken care of. We have groups for men. We use Arthur Burns' literature, which is based on the Recovery Bible and Bible studies.
Okay.
We do the same thing for women. And then we have a group for codependency.
Yes.
We also have a group for that we call sexual integrity, which is for men. We also have a corollary group for women who are walking in a situation where they're living with somebody who's been unfaithful or mm-hmm. deals with porn.
Mm-hmm.
So we have support group for many, many people.
That's awesome. And Alex, thank you so much for championing that. The support groups here have been phenomenal. They're great reports. And so we just want to make sure that you guys are aware of what it is that we do, that we're networked. We don't do this thing by ourselves, but there's help out there. So we talked about, obviously, the scriptures addressing the addictions of people. First of all, we've heard they're real, right? I mean, obviously, the Bible talks about the fact that these things are real experiences that people have. Secondly, the good news is that there's help. There's help out there. You don't have to do these things alone, which means that we need others. And as you said earlier, you've never seen anybody walk out of an addiction by themselves. It takes people. It takes others, especially others who've been there and who now are on the other side of this thing and they've received some help. And so what would be maybe another factor in helping people understand what the scripture has to say about addictions? What would be another component of that?
Well, it's pretty clear that the scripture talks about snares and traps and things we get caught into.
Right.
And the good news is Jesus doesn't leave us there.
It's awesome.
He will give us the power to walk out of this as we do this in relationship, not only with others, but with him.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. So let me just ask you one other question as we kind of wrap up today's segment. Is I was wondering, when somebody is in an addiction, and they're at a place where they're either in denial or they have a real problem and they're not quite at the place where they're willing to admit that. Is there anything we can do for folks like that? I mean, how do you address an issue when you obviously see somebody has an addiction, but they're in denial about that? Is there anything we can do?
Well, we can always introduce them and give them a taste of grace and give them a little sample that they're loved in spite of their stubbornness or their unwillingness to change. And so any type of ministry to the whole family where maybe their spouse is getting better and well, they might get attracted to wanting to have what they are having.
Yeah.
And so we have the opportunity to present to them something that's attractive to them as
right.
opposed to judgmental or
right.
or rooted right. in something that they're bitter about from their childhood or whatever.
Yeah. I think it goes back to the whole adage, you know, people don't care what you know until they know that you care.
Yeah.
And I think that's a real important part of what we do. Regardless of who we're trying to help, I think the relationship, the connection between people is the key to helping people open up. Hey, this is a safe place. Hey, I can trust this person. Hey, I think this person really could help me because either they've been there before or they know Jesus who has the answer to all ills. And so we're excited about the opportunity to be able to continue to be a part of the support groups here at Church of the King and providing help for people who struggle with certain addictions. So, Alex, I want to thank you again for being with us, and thank you guys for tuning in, and we'll see you guys next time.